the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black, the Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns as BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say, but call us on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. If you're on the shy side, you can text a brother, 045-714-0550, or our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from. Thank you so very much. Gimoi Wallaburra Yidinji, and also like to acknowledge our traditional owners across this deadly country of ours. Welcome Black, have your say, Yarn Up Song, National Talk Black, and coming live, as I said, from Cairns, far North Queensland, Tropical Tourism North Queensland, and it's liquid sunshine at the moment, rain for the last two odd nights, days, and full on, no stop, there's no sunlight around, so I'm here to get the snorkel out of my mouth and get my fins back on and have a yarn with you on National Talk Black. But Yarn Up Strong, you mob, ready for your yarn here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Let's go to Rainforest Boogie, you now.
Turned around, I told myself seen that evening when I go home from work, yeah, I go to my room, I lie in my bed, yeah. When I lie, I sleep. When I sleep, I dream.
Too Deadly to Track. You Now is a reggae version of Rainforest Boogie. Too Deadly to Track. And big shout out to you, Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Yana with the bally one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, and coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Now, as you were well aware, we had the Casanam Conference here in Cairns, the first of 10. So here in Cairns last week, Monday, Tuesday, 12th, 13th of April, we gave the birth of the Casanam Conference for 2021. They've got the second conference up in Darwin and at Larrakia Country, and we're going to catch up a yarn with one of the delegates up there, and who's a nurse student training, that's Stuart McGrath, and got him on the line here. Stuart, very good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, brother.
Brother, thank you for coming to the program. First of all, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from, cuss.
Yeah, so I'm Stuart McGrath. I'm a Yolngu man from East Arnhem Land, Elko Island, Gullawinkle community.
Beautiful, my brother. And I believe second year student studying to become a nurse, yes?
Yeah, Bachelor of Nursing, the first Yolngu nursing student.
Too deadly, brother.
People
too deadly.
And I'm the first one, yeah.
And did you always wanted to become a nurse?
Well, it wasn't really a choice, you know. It's not rocket science. I don't have to tell you that. the current situation with
our mob,
Aboriginal health and Torres Strait Islander,
brother,
quite poorly. So I had no choice really, but to act on it.
Yeah, brother, I'm feeling you, and that's passion and spiritual connection in regard to your profession to become a nurse and help looking after our mob, your mob, and look, very important space that you're working in or studying in, become a nurse. So 2 years. How many more years you have to go?
So this is probably another two years, I reckon. To completing it. But I'm doing some other stuff in research and stuff.
Good.
You know, I actually got crowned NT Young Australian of the Year this year.
Shut up. Come again. What did you get crowned?
NT Young Australian of the Year this year, yeah.
How deadly are you, bruh?
So, doing a lot of research on, you know, hospital settings.
Yes.
You know, dismantling a stereotype, racism in healthcare. Enrolled in a hospital, you know, and I did a podcast, which has been downloaded 10,000 times.
Yeah, brother, yeah.
Not just here, but like Uganda, you know, Vancouver, US, Italy, like Switzerland. So, yeah, it's...
That's too deadly, my brother. And you look at the space that you're working in, your student studying as, with the passion to close that gap regarding Indigenous health, but coming with that raises its ugly head once again, is racism. And I noticed that here in Cairns, when we had the Casanam Conference here in Cairns, that was a hot topic. And we're talking about nurses, students, midwives, students who are on stage, and nurses and midwives who've been operating for so many years. years that the racism was front and centre, and it was so very sad. I mean, nurses who were qualified were virtually cleaning the rooms, and the so-called maitre d's or the head of department wouldn't let them handle the patients. So, look, stamp it out, my brother, and success is best revenge. Tell us about this award that you got, a young NT of the year. Had that come about, and did they call you? Did you know what was happening? Were you? Did you know your name was hat was in the ring? Tell us that story there, brother.
No, I had no idea. They said, well, look, would you like to come to the war tonight? And, yeah, I went up there in Darwin. I flew from Malacca Island.
Yep.
Yeah, and they said that, said my name, and I got the...
Shut up.
Anti-answer of the year. I was like, oh, no, man.
A beautiful shock. What's your family think, brother? You're brothers and sisters, and tell us about your family's thoughts about your career path there, bro.
Yeah, so, like, I had to go back and tell my family, you know. They're like, what? Really? Like, yeah. But, you know, like, my family don't really, you know... Like, half of my family don't even speak English.
Right? Yeah, my brother, yes.
So I had to explain it to them, like, yeah, it's kind of a big deal. Like, I'm going down to meet the Prime Minister.
Yeah, you had to explain how deadly you was, right, didn't you? You had to explain, look, I'm deadly. Just listen now and talk slowly, but I'm deadly. Yeah,
long story short, I'm trying to tell you, Mob, I'm deadly. Yeah. And you're like, oh, man, really?
Too deadly.
Like, yeah.
Oh, that's a powerful story, my brother. Look, fantastic. Now, what about brothers and sisters, siblings? What you got there, bro?
No, I'm the only child.
You're the only child. You're the siblings. Chosen one, the golden child, brother.
Yeah, from my mother, but I have, like, three other sisters and
step brothers and sisters. Okay, good.
From my dad's side.
Okay, righty-o, brother.
I'm the only child, and, good. I've got two daughters, 10
okay,
and 11.
Okay, there, brother. That's why you got to study. That's why you got to work hard. Get a profession. You got them two beautiful daughters to feed, brother.
Right, single father.
Are you a single father, my brother?
Yeah, man.
How deadly are you, brother? Represent. Yeah, don't talk about girls can do anything. Well, you're pretty choppy yourself, my cuss.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a beautiful story, my brother. Look, congratulations. Are you enjoying the conference there on Larrakia Country? Casanam?
Yeah. We've just started now.
Yeah, good.
It's beginning now. They've got like a Welcome to Country dance group.
Yes.
Which is kicking off soon. So I'm keen to check it out.
Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful.
From here.
Well, too deadly, my brother, and just to put chuck the yarn in this fray of things there, Professor Roy Ann West is the CEO of Casanam. Cousin belongs to me, and look, too deadly.
I caught up with her. Actually.
Too deadly, brother. So she's steering this deadly ship into the future. So you, as a student nurse, and to all the nurses and midwives, black nurses and midwives, students or qualified, you've got a beautiful support mechanism there in regard to Casanam, which is a College of Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Nurses and Midwives, to support you and protect you guys, you know, and guide you guys.
Because you reckon, do you want to come down to Sydney for this conference? I was like, yeah, no worries.
You pick me.
I wouldn't want a free trip.
Yeah, there you go, brother. Don't be like that. But it's good, brother. Represent. You've been taken on board, brother. You're the young NT of the year and second year student, nursing, registered nurse. You're too deadly, my brother. And look, keep doing what you're doing. Thanks for the yarn. A big shout out to the mob there on Larrakia Country, brother.
All good, brother. No worries.
Take care, bro. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
A beautiful yarn there. His name is Stuart McGrath, and Yungle man, and second year student as a nurse, and also picked up the award for the young Northern Territory of the year. I mean, how deadly is that, you know? He's the only child there. He's got stepbrothers and sisters. He's a single father. He's got two beautiful girls, and he's starting to become a nurse. And he also picked up that award there as a young NT of the year. Too deadly. Success breeds success. That's what it's all about, paving the way. And his passion for becoming a nurse was closing the gap. He looked at all his mob and First Nation people across this country regarding their health, you know, and we need to close the gap. Well, he's doing his bit. That's fantastic. fantastic. Have your say, you mob. Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, taking you right through 12 noon Queensland time. This daily program is coming to you live, First Nation Radio Station in Cairns, BBM Bumber Brip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Too deadly.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Some cry, some lie, and some say goodbye. But tonight, I'll be loved. Yeah.
Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
You're sweet, like to wish you a happy birthday. Because we know you'll be very proud today. Because you waited many months for the big day. So everyone can wish you a happy birthday. Happy birthday, because we know that you'll be very proud today. birthday. Because we know that you'll be very proud today. Because we know that you'll be very proud today. Traveling in a brand new Tropic, on a beanie trailer full of stories. I met a strange styler, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me my name.
And she said,
we come from a land down under. Buying bread from a man in Darwin. He was 6'4", Nagi Muke. I said, you're speaking my language. But when go, he smiled and gave me a penny back, my name.
He said,
do you come from a land down under?
Yeah, Daily Track there, Down Under, Nabarik Band here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yana Strong, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the ball here on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumba Brit Media, 9.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. All right, like I said, we're having crossovers with Yarns with the mob up there at Larrakia Country for the Casanam Conference in Darwin. And going to catch up with Yarn now with Emeritus Professor Marianne Binsalik. Got her on the line. Professor, no, not there. We'll try and get Professor back and have that yarn and talk about the space that she's working in and how it's helping our mob as First Nation people here in this country. Too deadly.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, welcome Black Daily Program, National Talk Black. Like I said, going to catch over the crossover and yarn with Emeritus Professor Marianne Binsalik, who's one of the delegates up there at the Casanam Conference at Larrakia Country in Darwin. Online, Professor Marianne, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. First of all, just to let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Well, I've lived in Darwin for many years, but I'm from Broome. I was born in Broome. My country is Falls Creek. I'm Jaru.
Okay, beautiful, fantastic. Beautiful footprint there. Jaru, thank you very much. And Professor, in what field, please, sister?
Well, I was a nurse. I started off as a nurse. I trained back in the 1950s.
Yes.
And graduated in 1961. I was the first from the Aboriginal community in Darwin. Mm. And then I went to Adelaide and I went into academia.
Yes.
And so I studied social work. Then I went to Harvard to do my master's degree and my doctorate.
Fantastic.
And I finished that in 1989.
Fantastic. Beautiful. So with a passion of medicine, helping our people, tell us the thought process behind all that, my sister.
Well, I think it's important. Well, we're at a nurses' conference.
Yes.
And I think nurses is one of the most honourable professions. And for us, it's important because of our health.
Yes.
When you become a nurse, you become an investment for your family because it has the ripple effect. You
yes.
can diagnose your family. You know when to send them to hospital. You know how to argue with the doctors and the nurses.
Mm.
So it gives us a lot of power.
It does, very much so, yep.
Yep, and there's 5,500 of us in the country now.
Exactly.
But we need more.
Yes, so they're big numbers, but small numbers compared to the big country we live in. And, nothing's better than black on black. When you've got our black nurses and midwives dealing with our black people, that's the number one ingredient, isn't it?
That's right. But it's very, very important because it does have a ripple effect.
It does. And so CASANAM, the organisation themselves, Congress of Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islander Nurses and Midwives, a fantastic vehicle in driving this profession into the future for our black nurses and midwives, yes?
Well, no doubt. I think it's doing a wonderful job. It's now got a new CEO that has been through the system. She's a nurse. She has a PhD in the area.
Mm.
So I think we're going to go forward in leaps and bounds because I've been talking to her on a few projects.
Yes. Fantastic. And, look, very important conversations in regard to the future. And when you talk about projects, it's about boosting into the future. How are you enjoying the conference there on Larrakia Nation up there in Darwin?
Well, it's good, you know. Larrakia Country's been my home.
Yes.
Since 1950. So I go away. I went to Adelaide for 27 years, and out of those 27 years, I lived for four years in America, but I'm back here on Larrakia land.
Good, good. Fantastic. And so are you still practicing, Professor?
No, I'm retired.
Okay, there you go. You've done your bit.
How long you want me to work?
No, my sister, please. No, I'm not doing that. I'm just, you've got a real go-get attitude. So I'm thinking, I ain't going to be stopping no rest of the week for this beautiful sister.
Thank you very much.
Listen, all the best to you. Thank you very much for the yarn. Big shout out to all the mob there. Look, it's fantastic.
Yep.
And you leading the way and inspiring young brothers and sisters to become nurses and midwives. So thank you so very much.
Thank you.
You take care. Bye-bye, sis.
You too.
A deadly yarn there, beautiful yarn. Emeritus Professor Marianne Bensalik, AO, Jaro Nation, and she's up there at Larrakia Country, where she resides for this deadly conference, CASANAM, the second conference for 2021. They had, like I said, started the conference here in Cairns last week, the 12th and 13th of April, and they've got 10 to go. This is the second one here at Larrakia Country. So 8 more to go thereafter, but they've still got another day of yarning and meeting and keynote speakers and speakers like Professor Marianne Bensalik, AO. Fantastic to have someone of that calibre speaking to our young black nurses and midwives too, deadly. Have you say yarn strong add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Suffering from the past. folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Yeah, drive it like you stole it here on your daily program, National Talk Black. That daily number, 1-800-422-416. If you are on the shy side, you can text the brother, 045-714-0550. And for your keyboard warriors, don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. You can see all the photographs, all the yarns, and it's coming up strong here on your First Nation program here, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong too, deadly. All right, we go across the nation. Thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, a deadly team effort. Big shout out to the NERS team. They're housed down at the Beamer office, Brisbane Digital Media Association. Same building down there, so big shout out there to the mob there at Beamer. Thank you very much. Yarn up strong here on National Talk Black with Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie. Going to catch up yarn with Joe Flick and talk about retracing the footsteps of his grandfather who served in the First World War. On the line, Joe, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. First of all, before we start, who your mob were you from, Joe?
Gamilaro man on my dad's side, and all of the mother's side is Uluru from northwest New South Wales.
Beautiful, fantastic, beautiful footprint. So let's talk about the footsteps of your grandfather and retracing. He served in the First World War, yep?
Yeah, Pop had he'd grown up around a little place called Collarinnabri in northwest New South Wales. And in 1916, he walked and rode a horse about 180 kilometres to enlist in Narrabri.
All right, fantastic. So seeking, retracing the footsteps and seeking the information, how did you come about it? Where did you go? What did you do, Joe?
Well, we always knew about my pop's service.
Mm.
He passed when I was about six, so I never had the opportunity to talk to him.
Okay.
But through my dad, I learned of pop's service. I remember Pop coming back with a metal helmet which had a dent in the right-hand side, a 303, and a Lewis machine gun. Don't know how he got that back.
Yeah. And so your interest has always been there regarding your grandfather's footsteps. So when did you start retracing?
It was in around about 1990 that I started to wanting to know more about my pop and where he served and who he served with and the battalion, etc. So through, I guess, telephone calls to different people and going into the Australian War Memorial, I started to learn more and more about my pop and him joining the 29th Battalion.
Okay, and were the people you're dealing with, were they forthcoming in regard to the information?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's more and more. There's even though we've got no exact records, the current research by the Australian War Memorial shows around about 1,200 Aboriginal men enlisted in World War One.
Yes. And you know, the phrase goes strong when you talk about, especially First Nation soldiers, men and women, lest we forget. And sometimes we feel that they do forget our mob.
Yeah, they certainly forgot our mob. And when we first came back home, I mean, when they were on the battlefield,
yes,
they were equals. They equal pay, equal rations, equal uniforms, all the rest of it. And they
come home, you're black fella. Go back,
yeah,
you know your place.
That's right, and that really hurt my
of course.
Pop. And
yes.
I would imagine he suffered immensely because his kids weren't allowed to go to school because of their colour. He on Anzac Day, he was told, Mick, if you walk around the back, mate, of the club, we'll hand a couple of beers out through the window.
Yes. And look, and when you look at that, hand out the beer at the window because you're not let inside the building, I mean, racism, there it is, and it's still prevalent today, isn't it?
Yeah, look, it's, I'd like to think sometimes it's ignorance.
It's yes.
In other ways, it's people have got no understanding and they say to us as black fellas, if I've got to get over it.
Exactly.
walk in our shoes for a while.
Exactly. And look, you're singing to the choir here, Joe. Honestly, the way we feel about the whole situation. And then you look at what's happening at the moment in the space in regarding to our veterans, and they're doing a royal commission in regarding suicide, you know. So we're talking about the mental, the spiritual strain on an individual, if not, you know, war, then being black and black and war, you know, like a lot of work to be done.
Yeah, and we don't, you know, there's, I don't think there's been enough research into
yes.
the deaths of a lot of the mob. I know that there was one soldier, a bloke by the name of George Bennett, who'd sailed on the same ship as my pop.
Mm.
He died in police custody in Mungindi.
Yes.
I'm not saying that he may well have had an episode.
And sure.
People had tried to help him. But, you know, it was a tough life for them over there, all soldiers.
Of course.
But when they got home, it was a lot tougher for the Koori lads or the Aboriginal soldiers.
Well, exactly, you know. And war itself, look, it's an ugly space, and it would be some horrific horrific sights to see in regard to, you know, the mechanics of war. But, you know, then you're coming back and being discriminative towards it, and you fought for this country, but you can only receive your beer from a window. That in itself is devastating, and yeah, you're going back to being a so-called black fella.
Yeah, and I think a lot of those things have carried on over the generations, and some of the smaller towns, they still want you in your place.
Yeah.
I've certainly learned to I'll question anything if
good
I
on
don't
you.
Believe
yeah, that's
that
right,
I'm,
Joe.
I'm getting served or
yep, exactly.
Service,
and I'll call it out if it is racism, yes.
Yeah, and I also make sure that I talk to school children and
beautiful.
Other groups about the service of Aboriginal men so that they get an understanding. Sometimes they don't know that Aboriginal men and women
exactly.
served in the country.
And with Anzac just around the corner, lest we forget, that's all soldiers, men and women, black and white.
Absolutely, and this year I'll be travelling up to Cherbourg to spend Anzac Day with my uncle, Eric Law.
Beautiful, beautiful.
My mob up there, so we'll be, and I hope that people will pause for a moment on Anzac
yes.
Day and give thanks to all soldiers to ensure the freedom that we have today.
Joe Flick, very good talking to you, my brother. All the best. You take care, stay strong, and we'll yarn soon.
All right, mate. Thanks very much.
Thank you, my friend. Bye-bye. A deadly yarn there, Joe Flick. Look, a deadly First Nation man. And we yarn him regarding his retracing footsteps of his grandfather who served in the First World War and virtually how he was treated. And yeah, the statement, lest we forget, well, that's all soldiers, black and white, and men and women. And it's about respecting the soldiers that created this beautiful country we live in. Have you say yarn up strong, but you may have to do that tomorrow, you mob, because Murray going to sign off here with National Talk Black. That deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Always great talking with you, mob, and look, thanks for sharing. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. Borders been opened up regarding New Zealand, the ditch, and Australia, but we still need to travel carefully in regard to that pandemic. The virus is still out there. Too deadly, mob.